science has taught us so many things that we are tempted to conclude that we know everything. But there is really a great unknown which is still unexplored, and that which we have learned ought to increase our reverence rather than our egotism. Science has disclosed some of the machinery of the universe, but science has not yet revealed to us the great secret, the secret of life. It is to be found in every blade of grass, in every insect, in every bird, and in every animal, as well as in man. 6,000 years of recorded history, and yet we know no more about the secret of life than they knew in the beginning. We live, we plan, we have our hopes, our fears, and yet in a moment, a change may come over any one of us, and this body will become a mass of lifeless clay. What is it that having, we live, and having not, we're as the clod? We know not, and yet the progress of the race and the civilization which we now behold are the work of men and women who have not yet solved the mystery of their own lives. And our food, must we understand it before we eat it? If we refuse to eat anything until we could understand the mystery of its growth, we would die of starvation. But mystery does not bother us in the dining room. It is only in the church that it is an obstacle. I was eating a piece of watermelon some months ago and was struck with its beauty. I took some of the seed and dried them and weighed them and found that it would require some 5,000 seeds to weigh a pound. And then I applied mathematics to that 40-pound melon. One of these seeds, put into the ground, when warmed by the sun and moistened by the rain, goes to work. It gathers from somewhere 200,000 times its own weight, and forcing this raw material through a tiny stem, constructs a watermelon. It covers the outside with a coating of green. Inside of the green, it puts a layer of white, and within the white, a core of red, and all through the red, it scatters seeds, each one capable of continuing the work of reproduction. Where did that little seed get its tremendous power? Where did it find its flavoring extract? Where did it collect its coloring matter? How did it build a watermelon? Until you can explain a watermelon, do not be too sure that you can set limits to the power of the Almighty or say just what he would do or how he would do it. I cannot explain the watermelon, but I eat it and enjoy it.